All right, we're back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank Yuri Barnes and Doug Tarrion for joining us tonight to talk a little basketball as well as lacrosse. Big game coming up tonight, moments from now. Before we do so, let's go ahead and knock out the LeClaire Ryan Olympic report. First, with baseball, the Virginia Cavaliers swept the Rutgers team over the weekend, final game on Sunday, 12-4. Hoos are now 6-0 in baseball, and they play, they host William and Mary tomorrow, and I think they've moved up to number 12 in the polls. If you want to have your youngster play a college sport, maybe golf is not a bad idea. The Virginia golf team won wire-to-wire the John Burns Intercollegiate in Kauai, Hawaii, the number four. So you get to go to Hawaii to play golf, which is not bad.
And Virginia in golf, men's golf, I believe has won three of the last four tournaments they competed in.
Yeah, so Danny Walker, Jim Stanger, and All-American Derek Bard all doing well for Virginia Golf as their season progresses. Indoor, the ACC Indoor Track and Field Championship, Virginia finished higher than they ever have in the 58-year history of indoor track and field. They finished second. That's the good news. The bad news, the Hokies finished first, and we lost a point in the Commonwealth Challenge. And last but not least, the Virginia women's basketball team lost their final game of the regular season to NC State over the weekend. They start the ACC women's tournament down in South Carolina, and the Hoos play at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
But they got a bye.
Yeah, they're in the 8-9 game, so they don't play the first round. They play the second round against Wake Forest Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So good luck to Joanne Boyle and the Virginia women's basketball team that finished the regular season 18-11. So not a bad year for Joanne Boyle and her players.
Well, they need to do some damage in the ACC tournament. Men's swimming, the UVA men open ACC championships today. This runs all week, and it's down there at Georgia Tech this year. This is one of the ACC championships that was moved out of the state of North Carolina because of all the fuss about the transgender bathroom issue. All right, let's see here. I think the Virginia men's swim team, if they were to finish third in the conference, that would be a significant improvement over last year would bode well for the future because that matters with recruiting.
Yeah, right? They need to get back to the level they were a few years ago. That's certainly the case. But anyway, ACC basketball is king right now, and a couple of big games tonight. The Virginia game as well as later tonight, Miami and Virginia Tech.
All right, let's talk about UVA and North Carolina. First off, an old rivalry, and North Carolina pretty much put a hurting on the Hoos down in Chapel Hill just a few weeks ago. And the Tar Heels are favored by 6.5 tonight in JPJ, which that game will tip off in just a matter of like less than 10 minutes, I believe. I think Virginia's motivation is multifold. Number one, I believe the team really wants to defend the home court at JPJ. I think they're still smarting from that loss down in Chapel Hill, and they felt like that was clearly the worst ACC game Virginia had played in like 5 years.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest margin of defeat since they lost to Tennessee in late December 3 or 4 years ago.
More than that. Yeah. It's farther back than that. But looking at the game tonight, Tony Bennett has probably got some new ideas up his sleeve, new tricks. And I think he's going to really monkey with the lineup. He's gonna switch some things up. I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle Guy doesn't start.
He might. Certainly coming off the other night, you got to think Perantes and Devin Hall will clearly start. But, Kyle Guy might be in the lineup, may or may not. But certainly against North Carolina, you got to play the two big guys. Wilkins and Salt will have to play. Reuter and Momedy will also
have to
play.
They're going to rotate in.
Because Carolina's just so big, you got to keep them off the glass, as I say. Virginia's going to have to make some jump shots. Going to have to play 65-62 Virginia.
I'm going to say 58-55 Virginia in a mild upset in JPJ.
If we hold Carolina to 55, we have done something.
I think there's a good chance. We've held them down before. 10 seconds. Go Wahoos.
Next Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, listen to Who's Talking.
Go Hoos. Beat the Heels.